China outperforming Japan in campus romance. Japan is no longer what it used to be, namely the world's second largest economy, thanks to China, which overtook it in 2010. Elsewhere too, China finds itself triumphant. Where else? On campus, in love. Roughly 87,000 Chinese exchange students are enrolled in Japanese universities, nearly twice as many as 10 years ago. Herbivorous male is a term coined several years ago to describe young Japanese men's approach to sex these days. It suggests timidity and indifference. The Chinese students are not herbivorous, they are carnivorous. The results say, Shu Kang Bunshun, February 2nd, is that the Chinese enjoy a rich campus sex life, while the Japanese look on in mingled envy, resentment, and bewilderment. How do they do it? They hardly even speak the language, but they know the words they need and they don't take no for an answer. Take it from a major university sophomore, the magazine called Sudo. There was a girl he loved from afar. He couldn't bring himself to get closer. She was a year older, probably more sophisticated, and somehow intimidating.
I had the feeling it wouldn't do to be too aggressive,
he explains. A Chinese who spotted her knew no such scruples. He would say to her in broken Japanese,
Really, you are so beautiful. I never met anyone so beautiful. Is your mother beautiful too?
Poor Sudo. In less than a month, the girl and the exchange student were a couple, while he licked his wounds unnoticed on the sidelines. It's not just him, of course. Shu Kang Bunshun's anecdotal evidence suggests a trend. Here's the story of a girl named Jamie, a boy named Yang, and another boy who used to be Jamie's boyfriend. They're all Waseda University students. Yang urged Jamie,
Go out with me.
But I already have a boyfriend, she insisted.
But it's better if you go out with me,
persisted Yang. It didn't matter where they were or who was present. Not even Jamie's boyfriend put Yang off.
Go out with me,
he'd say over and over. The boyfriend grumbled about Yang's bad manners, but otherwise seemed stymied. That didn't escape Jamie, who gradually found herself drawn to the Chinese boy. His boldness and persistence were attractive, so un-Japanese. He could cook too. He'd whip up wonderful Chinese dishes, saying,
Whatever you want, I'll make.
The Japanese boyfriend didn't stand a chance. Yang was in, he was out. According to writer and erotic merchandise shop manager Minori Kitahara in Shu Kang Bunshun, the lukewarm approach of Japanese herbivorous men is just no match for the animal magnetism of a Chinese male.